Hey everybody, John Culpeer in Lafayette, Louisiana, and today's episode is about contact maintenance. It was maybe a year ago, possibly longer ago, I don't really remember when, but at some point I finally got fed up with the state of my contact list, or lists I should say. That was part of the problem. After several years of importing and exporting and then re-importing through different computers and phones and different email applications and so forth, my contacts were a complete mess. And this is also across different platforms, like either on Windows or Mac or Linux, Android. My contacts were a complete disaster. I had duplicates all over the place. There were hundreds and hundreds of contacts that I didn't even remember putting in there, and that would be because I didn't put them in there. This was because at the time I was using Gmail as the interface for all of my email, and I was even pulling my work email through my Gmail account from the POP servers and so forth. And by default, Gmail was adding every sender of every email that I got to my contacts list. And I didn't know this until I started looking around. I would look at my contacts list and realize I think by the time I decided to do something about it, I had more than 1,200 people in my contacts list. An insane number. And I probably needed only 300 or 400 of those. So, anyway, I decided that what I wanted was one set of contacts across all platforms that arose from a single source file that I could edit in a text editor. I didn't want to have to use any program to edit the contacts, like even Thunderbird. I didn't want to have to use the GUI to edit those. I wanted to be able to do it in a text editor because I felt like I would have a little bit more control over it that way. So I wanted one source file for all of my contacts that was in a plain text format that was easy to use with scripting and a text editor, get rid of all duplicates, all of the cruft that had built up, and it needed to be easy to maintain, import and export in the various applications that I use, such as Thunderbird for email, OwnCloud for my cloud storage of contacts, and I needed to be able to sync them with my phone, you know, the usual things. So I began a process that required several steps. First thing I did was to turn off Gmail's default setting that saved every incoming sender's address to my contacts list. So that was easy, stop the flow. I then deleted all of the extraneous contacts and went from about 1,200 down to about 400. And the reason I had so many was because I teach at a university and I teach large classes sometimes, and I get emails all the time from my students, and Gmail is just logging every single one of those as a potential contact. And so I deleted almost all of those and got down to about 400 contacts, which I think is probably about right. Now, this is where it got a little bit tedious, where I had to compare all of the duplicates and consolidate information between the various versions. Like, for example, for someone like my father, I would have 2, 3, maybe even 4 different entries. One of them would have his cell phone, and another would have his work email address, and another would have his home email, and then one would have his home phone number. And so the task was to have a single card for my dad that would have all of that information in it. And I had to do that for everyone in my contact list. So that was a little bit tedious. I have since discovered a tool that would have helped enormously in that process, and it's a little add-on for Thunderbird called Duplicate Contact Manager, and I highly recommend that. If you are at this stage right now where you've been putting off trying to clean up your contacts just because you know it's going to be such a pain, go ahead and get that Duplicate Contact Manager add-on for Thunderbird, well, at least if you already use Thunderbird for email. And what it does is it goes through and finds everything that looks to it like it's a duplicate, and it will display them side by side, and you can easily consolidate information between the two contacts and then have one discarded and the other saved. So that took quite a while. What I did was I would work on that for 15 or 20 minutes every day, and after about a week I got it down where I felt like I had a good base of contacts. So the next thing to do was to decide what was going to be the source file format. And I considered V-card. I considered comma separated value. I also considered LDIF format. And I decided ultimately to use LDIF as my source file format because there was a script that was pretty good at converting LDIF format into V-card. So you can't import V-cards to Thunderbird, but you can import LDIF formats. On the other hand, you cannot import LDIF to OwnCloud. You can only import VCF or V-card format. So I found a Perl script online, and I will include a link in the show notes to the Perl script. And that script was designed to convert LDIF contacts into V-cards. And it worked pretty well. It was missing a few fields that Thunderbird had, and so I edited it some and added some stuff so that it would include all of the stuff I needed when converting from LDIF over to V-card. And so my master file was going to be contacts.ldif. And then I would use the Perl script to convert all of them to V-card, and I would use that V-card file to import them into OwnCloud, and then from there I use the CardDAV sync application on Android to sync up the contacts from OwnCloud to my phone. And I choose to do a one-way sync, only where the server is the authoritative version. And so if I need to add another contact to my phone, normally I will just do it in the LDIF file and then export it to V-card, put it on OwnCloud, and then sync it up with my phone. That's basically how I've decided to handle it, and it's working pretty well. I've been doing it this way for about a year, and I don't have to add all that many contacts. You know, Thunderbird does keep track of incoming emailers' addresses, but it does not by default add them to your main contacts list. It puts them in the collected addresses area. And so when you choose to export your contacts from Thunderbird, it only exports the ones in the address book that you choose. It doesn't export everything. And so I let it do its thing as far as keeping track of the casual email correspondence and the people that I write to. So it can autocomplete quite a lot of addresses, even though they are not in my main contacts file list. But if I need to have a certain contact added to all of the various places, I will go through that process of creating an LDIF card, converting to V-card, and then importing to OwnCloud, and then over to my phone. And I've written a bash script that helps ease the process of creating new LDIF cards, where I run the script with up to 4 command line arguments. The first argument is the given name of the person, John, for example. The second argument would be the last name, Doe, so it would be script name, John Doe, then email address, and then finally, I think cell phone number, maybe up to 5 command line arguments. I think I've included cell phone and work phone. And if I don't have all of those things, I will just use the word none in place of the argument so that they end up in the right position. And then it will populate an LDIF template with the correct information, and then we'll also go ahead and convert it to V-card all in one command. And so that works pretty well. On my wish list for contact management, I wish that T-Bird or Thunderbird would sync up with OwnCloud, and it seems like it used to, but the extension that allowed it to do that is broken as of last time I checked, which was a couple of days ago. There was a SOGO extension, S-O-G-O, and that extension used to allow syncing up with CardDAV file formats or servers, and it doesn't appear to work anymore. I would also really like for there to be a command line API to be able to update OwnCloud contacts, so I would not have to go to the web interface to import new contacts to my OwnCloud instance. I'd much rather be able to do that by way of a script, but so far there is not a way to do that. But anyway, if you're in the same situation that I was, I would encourage you to go ahead and clean everything up. It takes a while, but it really is worth it, because now I know that if my phone's system gets hosed, or if I do something stupid to my computer and I lose all of my contacts, I have backups here and there, and I can, within a minute or two, have everything restored exactly the way it was, with no duplicates and anything annoying like that. So that's it. That's how I manage contacts. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.